Good morning, everybody. Yesterday, we were discussing, among other things, the Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Talmud Bavli. Tosfos D'Mamasta Tana D'Rabbanan. The Gemara says the Mishnah says that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Li'Yirakas. Means Li'Yirakas with respect to Afrashas Trumas Amaisus. Li'Yirakas, you go Basa Yerek, you go Basa Lakita. So if some of the Yerek had Lakita before Rosh Hashanah, some had after Rosh Hashanah, say, it can't be mafresh, Mishanah al-Chavata, that's called Menachorosh al-Yoshan, or Menayoshan al-Chorosh, because of the Pasuk, Aser Ta'aser, it's called Tuaz Arecha, Ayotze Hasad, Shana Shana. Shana Shana means you have to be mafresh every year, Alos Hashanah, it can't be mafresh, Mishanah al-Chavata. So the Gemara says that Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanim. That all, everybody agrees to that. So yesterday I mentioned that Maisa Yerakas for Trumas and Maisas is only the Rabbanan. But with respect to Shemitah, the Kedusha is Perish Shvi, it says Chalan Yerak Menatera. I was looking for the Taisa, I couldn't find it. It's on Yud Dalan Amid Beis. The second Taisa is Dima Mascha Vili Shviyas. So that's the first line in Taisa. Taisa Yerak Nami Ispe Shviyas. There's a din of Kedusha is Perish Shviyas on vegetables Menatera. The Kedusha is Perish Shviyas. The parents that grow in Eretz Yisrael, Shnas HaShmita, have a Kedusha. Rashi and Chumash points out, Rashi's in Parshas Bahar, Rashi's quoting from the Torah Kohanim, that it says twice the word Shnas HaShmita is Kodesh. So the first time it means that the year has Kedusha Zman. Because the year, just like Shabbos has Kedusha, and Yom Tov has Kedusha, Yom Kippur has Kedusha, Asas Ben Meloche, and so on, Asas Bechamisha Inuyim. So the Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha that it Asas Sotcha Lo'Sizu Kamacha Lo'Sizmar. It's Mechayiv Oladinim. So the first time it says Kodesh Hilochem goes on the Kedusha Sazman, that the Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha. That's why on Tes Amud Aleph, some of the Tanoim said that that there's a din of Tosef HaShviyas, and similar to Masif HaMechayiv Olakodesh, of Shemitah, you apply also Masif and Mechol Al HaKadosh to Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, because all of these, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shemitah, all are Zmanim that have the Kedusha Zman. And then it says the second time, Kodesh Yelachem. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim and the Sifra, the second time goes on the Peris. The first time it goes on the Shona, the Shnas HaShemitah has Kedusha Zman, similar to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the second time means that the Peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael have a Kedusha. What's the significance of the Kedusha's Perish Shviyas? So we said there's a din of biur that you have to, the Gemara says, it's a posuk in Mishpatim. So the Gemara has the drash of Bizmanche, when there's Bizmanche Chayu Ocheles, if there's still each fruit and vegetable that grows in Eretz Yisrael and Shnas HaShmita has a different Zman Abir. Each one has a Zman Abir. When there's no longer Kol HaLechai Min HaSodeh, Kalei LeBehem Tocha Min HaBayis. So every Bezd in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut and the Badats and each and the Aguda and Mizrahi, each group has their own listing, almost approximately the same, of when the Shas Abir is for each fruit and vegetable. It's always some date in the eighth year when you're no longer allowed to eat any of the Peris. That's one din of Kedusha's Perish Shviyas. The Rabban HaChumash thinks, we mentioned, yes, the Rabban HaChumash thinks the whole din of beer is only Midrabban. He thinks that it's not Minatur. What else then is another din, that Perish Shviyas Topsim Demehim. If I sell Perish Shviyas to somebody else and they give me money for it, so the Perish Shviyas retain their Kedusha, that you're not allowed to eat it after this man of beer. And the money is nitfas b'kedusha, toipsim demem, just like hegdish. The din is that hegdish is toip, abad azor stafes is demem, and hegdish is stafes dama. If you have basa b'cholov, you have kalaya akerem, that's also manoah, and you sell it, you're not allowed to sell it, you're getting anoah. But if you sell it, then you get money, keneged adin, the money doesn't become also manoah. All other isuri anoah, not toipsim demem. But hegdish is stafes dama, and perishvi says the din like hegdish, because it says kodesh yelachem. The second time it says Kodesh goes on the Peris. So the Peris fees are like Hegdish that is Tefes Domov. So what does it mean? That the money that you get, I sold 5 pounds of apples to someone else in Shnas HaShemitah. So the money that he pays me is Nitvas B'Kedusha's Peris fees. I have to buy food and eat the food before the Zman HaBir of that original fruit if I sold 5 pounds of apples to somebody and he gave me $2, so the money, I have to buy food. I don't have to buy apples. I can buy any other kind of food. I can buy fish. I can buy flesh. I can buy whatever is edible. So I have to buy food and eat the food before the Zman HaBir of the apples, whatever the Zman HaBir of the food was. According to the Ramban, the whole din of Zman HaBir is only with the Rabban. Okay, so it'll be a din with the Rabban. Yeah, what else is another din? The Ochla below the Schora, that Kedusha is perishes, you're not allowed to make big business. You sell 5 apples or something, you're not going to make a living from that. But if you sell, let's say, the Esrig merchants, all they do all year long, they sell their Esregim and that's it. And then they retire for the rest of the year. So you're not allowed to make big business with the perishabis. That's Leochle Velole Schor. Then you have, that's a real din deraisa. Then Leochle Velole Malugma, you're not allowed to use it to make medication from it that only sick people eat. That's called Hepsit. Leochle Velole Menachas. You're not allowed to use it for a Korban Mincha because then you're going to burn the Koimitz. You're not allowed to destroy perish viz. That's the din of Liochlo. All right. So that's the din of Kedusha's perish viz. So Tosfos writes, the top line in the Tosfos, Yudalan and Beis Limascha Vil Shviz, Yerek Nami is Beis Shviz. The din of Kedusha's perish viz, Shumas and Maisa San Yerokis is only Midir Abonim, that's L'chola days. Maisa Yerek, the Gemara says only Midir Abonim. Maisa Haruvin is only Midir Abonim. But we had all the different opinions. But for perish viz, even Yerek, has a Kedusha's perish viz menatera. Even the Mishnah says that flowers have a Kedusha's perish viz. Flowers are not edible. How can you say le'ochlo? The Pashib Shat and the Pasi. You only have Kedusha's perish viz. And those things that grow, let's say a tree grows bigger in Shnas HaShmita, and then you use the wood from the tree to make furniture. So it has Kedusha's perish viz. So the din is that no furniture, wood, mahogany that's used to make furniture does not have Kedusha's perish viz. So why the flowers are not edible? So the Gemara says the definition of oichel, the Shabbos Arts Lachem Liochel, the definition of oichel is kol shaha na'asoy u'biyure shoveh. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael from the ground has Kedusha's perish viz, provided that the benefit that a person gets takes place at the same time that the item is consumed. So let's say if you eat the fruits of the vegetables, you get anor when you eat it, and it gets consumed when you eat it. If it's Michael Behema, same thing. If you have flowers that smell good, so then the Gemara considers it, even though you're not really consuming the flowers, even if you wouldn't be smelling the flower, the pleasant smell, the pleasant aroma of the flower would dissipate anyway. But still, if it's a flower that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created flowers that have a good smell, so when you smell the flower, that Saimed L'Hariach is considered as if you're consuming it. That's a Tosfos in the end of Baba Kama, and in Amud Aleph, there's a big fat Tosfos, so they talk about this definition. What's the definition of Oichel with respect to Perish Viz? When you make furniture, so you get Hana Osa, whenever you sit on the furniture, you can use the furniture for 50 years. If you treat it nicely, it won't get broken, won't get ruined, and it doesn't get consumed. It doesn't get, it gets a little bit used up, but not really. So since the mahogany tree is used to make furniture, and the furniture you get hanoah without bi'ura, doesn't get consumed. So that's why those trees don't have kedushas perish viz. Only such trees have kedushas perish viz, which are oimed le'hanoasa bi'ura shaveh, and you're only allowed to use it for Hishtamshus, which is Hanasa Ubi Yerushava. Yeah. That's a question that today, in recent years, the flowers don't smell good, they just look good. So there used to be years ago, there was Rabbi Chil Michal Tikachinsky, lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was the one who had the different opinion about the international dateline. He felt the dateline is 12 hours to east of Yerushalayim and it cuts through Alaska. Chazanish said that he's wrong. It's 6 hours to East Jerusalem, and it cuts through Australia. It's one quarter of the globe between 6 hours to the east and 12 hours to the east. Is a machlok is what day of the week it is. So that's on Daf Chof in the day. So we'll see if we can get that far. So this Rabbi Chil Michal Tikhachinsky was a member of the Royal Academy of Mathematics, I think, and astronomers of the British government. He was a mathematician, and he was an astronomer, and he was a big Talmid Chacham also. So he, among other things, he wrote a whole little sefer, a guide for the laws of Shemitah. So in the Sefer HaShemitah, I think it's called Sefer HaShemitah. So in the Sefer HaShemitah, I think he quotes Rav Kook about this issue, that now that flowers don't smell at all, they just look good. So maybe they no longer have a Kedushas Perish Shvi'is, because Tesis explained in Bava Kama that the Mishnahis say that the Prochim have Kedushas Perish Shvi'is, because it is called Hanasa B'Yerushalayim, since it's Zaymid L'Hariach, so the Halacha considers it as if you're consuming the flower when you smell it, as if the Reach is nichnas into your body and you're consuming it. But if the flower just for looking at and you don't smell it, so then perhaps it shouldn't have any Kedushas Perish Shvi'is. That's the pashto should be like that. Anyway, so we spoke about the different opinions about the when do you have Trumas HaMaisis Min HaTorah. So we mentioned, among other things, the Rambam holds that all Peris or Ilon are chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis Min HaTorah, because it says Tirosh Chavi Yitzarecha. Tirosh not only includes wine, it includes the grapes. Yitzarecha doesn't only include Shemazais, it includes the Zaysim. So if Zaysim HaNovim are chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis Min HaTorah, why should you say that apples and pears and oranges and other fruits are not chai? Why should you distinguish? That's the Rambam's opinion. I, the Gemara says, the fair is maisa harubim, boxer was only with the Rabbanan. So the Rambam says there are two kinds of boxers. There's some boxer, harubim, that only, really only behemoth seed. It's not really miyuchad for Michael Adam. So if it's not really oimid lachilos Adam, so then the trumas of maisa is the Rabbanan. But if you have charuv and baksa that is aymed lachilas adam, then the Rambam thinks it will be chayv ben atur. The Raibit is masig. A whole asogas aray. Where did he get this from? The Gemara doesn't say there are two different kinds of charuvin. Gemara says there are two different kinds. The Gemara doesn't say that one is only chayv ben derabban and one is chayv ben shumas maisus ben atur. So the Raibit holds like Rashi and Tosaf that you only chayv ben atur on dogam tirish v'yitzah. Ramban and Chumash has an extreme opinion. The simple reading of the Ramban is that only olive oil, shemen, zayis, tirosh v'yitzer. Tirosh is wine or grape juice, and yitzer is olive oil. But the grapes and the olives are only chayv and shemes and maisis midirabbanan. That's a simple reading of the Ramban. So this is problematic because there seem to be Mishnahis that contradict it. Mishnah talks about being mafrish shemes and maisis from grapes on wine or from olives on olive oil. So if you hold that the grapes and the olives are only chayv midirabbanan and the olive oil and the wine is chayv min haTorah, how can it be mafish min haPoter al haChiyuv? If the whole chiyuv on the grapes and the olives is only midirabbanan, the chiyuv on the shemazais and on the yayin is min haTorah. So in the Sefer Torah Zeroim, there was a Talmud who lived in Brisk. He learned Barab Belvele quite a few years. He lived in Brisk. And then he survived the war. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he wrote Emek Bracha, and he wrote also Torah Zeroim. Yeah, has a light thing. He has Haskama from Aveldel on his Sefer. So he touches up the Ramban. He said, the Ramban never really said that. That's against the Mishnah. To say that the Chiyav Trumas HaMaisis on Zeisma Adav Mezonim B'Rabban is against the Mishnah. So he touches it up a little bit. Ramban has to agree sometimes that Zeisma Adav will be Min HaTorah. Okay, so that's we discussed yesterday. We discussed a little bit Hiksha Ibn Ezra, the Tosfos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Akrivu Omer, that the Pasuk in Masei, Parshas Masei, says, Memochas HaPesach Yotza B'nei Yisrael, the Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is on Tezvav Nissen. So Memochas HaPesach, we're referring to Yud Dalet Nissen as Pesach. And in Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua, it says, V'yochla Me'abu Horetz Memochas HaPesach, B'nei Yisrael ate the Tvuach HaDosh in Eretz Yisrael, the day after Yontav Pesach, they ate on the first day Chalamoy. The Gemara understands the Akrav Omer, Behodar Achli. First they bought the Omer in Eretz Yisrael, and then they ate the Chodosh. So you bring the Omer on Tezayinis, and so how come in Novi, Machas HaPesach refers to Tezayinis and first day Chalamoy, after they bought the Omer, and in Chumash, Machas HaPesach refers to Tezvav. Machas HaPesach, Yotza Menezal, Meretz Mitzar. So the Tosfos quotes the Akasha from the Ibn Ezra, And the Tosfos in Kiddushin, where they quote the same kasha, and they quote the Rabbein Tam said, Lashon Torah Luchud, Lashon Nevi'im Luchud. That was Rabbein Tam's answer. So on the margin, on the side, they point out over there that this kasha of the Ibn Ezra already appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes it over here. Yerushalmi points it out. So towards the end of this Tosfos, the Akra Vaymer, the Tosfos has a comment that appears also in the Tosfos in Kiddushin, a different Tosfos in Kiddushin, that the Tosfos raises, the Yerushalmi raises the question, it sounds like they didn't eat any Tvuach Hadosha when they crossed over the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar, and they crossed over the Yarden at Yud Nisan, and then on Leil Pesach they had a Seder and they ate Matzah, but it seems that they didn't eat Chodesh. They only began to eat Chodesh Vayochlam Me'avur Ha'aretz Mimochas HaPesach. They only ate Tvuach Hadosha on the first day Chalamoid Pesach after the first bringing the Minchas HaOmer. So the Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi asks the question, why shouldn't you have said Mitzvah Seser Decha Mitzvah Loi Seser? If you have kosher matzah from Yoshon, you don't say Eser Decha Loi Seser. You only apply Eser. Reish Lakish has a klal. If you can fulfill the essay without violating the law, so don't violate the law. If it's not necessary, don't violate the law. But if the only way, if the only way to fulfill the essay is by violating the lois essay, so then we have a klal, essay decha lois essay. The Gemara learns that in Yevamos, the beginning of Yevamos, around Daf Hei or so, the Gemara derives it from the smichas apsukim in Chumash Dvarim, that you have one pasuk next to the other. It says, Gedilin tasa lucha, you should put tzitzis on your beged. And stam beged, Rama Matar is either tzema or pishtim. So if the beged is made from linen, and the chut of tcheles has to be dyed a certain color, blue from the chalozin, and the chut has to be tzemer. So if you have a beged shal pishtim, stam beged, Rama Matar is either tzema or pishtim. So if you have a beged shal pishtim of linen and you put in a chut shal tcheles, which has to be tzemer, so that's going to be shatnez deraisa, because it's tied on with a knot. There's a kesher elyon, the first knot. So that's a chibur min ha-Torah. So that constitutes shatnez min ha-Torah. So the Gemara says, and the two psukim are one next to each other. It says, gedilon tasa l'cho l'sul b'shatnez, tzemer pishtim yachtov. So from the sif and the smichas ha-psukim, for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of having tcheles, that's the mitzvah b'shleimus. It's not enough just to have love, and you have to have tcheles. To fulfill the mitzvah of tcheles, you have to violate, sometimes you have to violate the lois says you have shatnes. If the beged is pishtim, and the chuta tcheles has to be tzemer, if it's something other, it's going to be pishtim, then it's no good. It's good for love, but it's no good for tcheles. Tcheles has to be tzemer. So then you have Eser Decholoi Sesim. So that's the Mokker in Kol HaTarkuli. You derive it from the Smichas HaPsukim. The Gemara says in Machlekes HaTanaim, and we assume that in Kol HaTarkuli you don't darshan smuchim, only a Mishneh Torah, only a Chumash Dvarim we darshan smuchim. So these two psukim are one next to the other. Gedilim Tasa Lecho, Alaba Kamfis Suscha Shetach Hasebo, Natsil Bashat, and Semra Pishtim Yachtov. So in Chumash Dvarim we have many, 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 many famous, famous dinim, based on the Smichas HaPsukim. So that's one of them. Eser Decha Lo Seser. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. Tosfos here on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. At the end of this, Dibra Maschol de Akriva Omer. And the Tosfos, I think it's in Kiddushin Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. They quote the same Yerushalmi. Esther Kashe, why weren't they permitted to use Matzah Shel Chodesh, Leil HaSeder, if they didn't have any other Matzah? If they had other Matzah, so it's Efshe L'Kaim Shnei Mutav. That's Reish Lakish's klal. You don't say Eser Decha Lo Seser. Eser Decha Lo Seser is Dechuya. That's the difference. The Gemara in Yuma has a Machlekes Amarayim, then it turns out on the Abzayin, then it turns out to be a Machlekes Hatanayim. When you say you're permitted to bring a Korban Tzibur in a state of Tumah, do you say Tumah is Dechuya Bet Tzibur or Hutra Bet Tzibur? What's the difference? Hutra means Hatagomer, and Dechuya means Bikoshi Hitira Hatar. What's the difference whether Tumah Hutra Bet Tzibur or Dechuya Bet Tzibur? Gemara says an afkamina is what if it's efshel l'kaim shnei in the middle of being makro the korban tzibur. Let's say minchas ha'emer is a korban tzibur, and then it's nitma biyada, it becomes tomei. So I can start all over again. I can take new flour and make a new minchas ha'omer. So if you hold tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, when it's epsha l'kam shneim, so there's no heter. Dechuya is only when it's epsha l'kam shneim. That's which lokish is klal. That esed dechal eses is only dechuya. It's not hutra. So it's only muter if it's epsha l'kam shneim. But if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur heter gomer, so even epsha l'kam shneim is also muter. So the Gemara says that's a machlekes hamaroyim and a machlekes hatanoim. The Rama paskins dechuya. The Rama paskins tumah is dechuya b'tzibur not hutra. Whenever it's epsha l'kam shneim, it's not muter. So Tosis quotes this kasha from Yerushalmi, from the pasuk in Yeshua. It sounds like they didn't eat any chodesh at all until Tezayin Nisan when they brought the Minchas Omer, and then the chodesh was hutar. So why weren't they permitted if they ran out of matzah shel yoshan and the only matzah they had was shel chodesh? Why wouldn't be able to say esed dechaloi sesei and to eat the matzah from the chodesh? Why can't you say esed dechaloi sesei? That's the question the Rishonim raised. So Tosfos quotes the two answers. So one answer is gzeira kazaris rishon otu kazaris sheni. It's only duchuya to the extent that it's necessary in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So we eat on Pesach night, we eat five kazaisim. We have two kazaisim, one kazais for moitzim, one kazais for matzah, and then we have koirach, another kazais, then we have afikoyman, so we eat two kazaisim, one zechel Pesach, one zechel chagiga. Or the Maharil says two kazaisim zechel Pesach, that they always used to eat two kazaisim of the korban Pesach. That's what the Neset Kelim and Shulchan Aruch ask, where did the Maharil get that? Where does it say that you eat two kazaisim of korban Pesach? So they think that it's a misprint in the Maharil. The Maharil wrote the Chuvis Maharil, he wrote himself, but the Sefer Drushes Maharil, the Sefer Maharil starts Nisan Ir Sivan. He tells you when you say Yalav Yavah, when you say which piyutim, which kinnis, and which slichas, in which piyutim you say Amachat and Shachris, in which you say Musaf, and so on. So that's the Maharil, it's called the Drushes Maharil, was written by a Talmud of the Maharil. So every so often they say he wrote something inaccurately, he wrote a mistake. So here the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch say he clearly made a mistake over here. There's no such thing as eating two kazaisim of the Korban Pesach. You only eat one kazais. So what did he come up with the chumrah? You have to eat two kazaisim of Afikayim and Zechel Pesach. Zechel Pesach is one kazais. So they say what he really meant to say was Echad Zechel Pesach veEchad Zechel Chagiga. Others say no, that he knew what he was talking about. You look in the Rambam. The Rambam is beferish. He said Lachatchil is supposed to have two kazaisim of the Korban Pesach. The Rambam understood. The Pesach is Nechel al Hasova, differently from Taisa. We understand the Pesach Nechel al Hasova at the end of the meal. Taisa in Psachim Dafayin quotes the Rishalmi. Pesach should be eaten at the end al Hasova, Mishum Chashash, it's a din midirabonon. That's how Taisa quotes the Rishalmi. Because there's a din in Korban Pesach that doesn't apply to any other Korban. It's a din of Shvira Setzim. Etzim Lasish Burubo. So if the person is hungry, he's fasting, Tainus Pcharis the whole day, Erev Pesach, we have in recent years, we solved the problem. The rabbi makes a seal and everybody eats. But years ago, people, you really used to fast on Tainus Pcharis. Now nobody fasts on Tainus Pcharis. Years ago, people used to fast. And some people are poor all year long, they don't eat any meat. So they're going to get once a year on Pesach night, everybody has to eat lamb chops. They have to eat the Korban Pesach. So some of the people haven't seen meat since last Pesach, poor people. So they're gonna be so eager to eat the piece of meat, we're afraid they may break the bones. And the Korban Pesach has to be before its first birthday. Pesach Pashnasa, if it's already 1 year old, what we would call 1 year old, after the first birthday, so it's puzzle for Korban Pesach. Has to be Bashnasa. We had that before. When Akosim and Ma'izim Tikochu, the Gemara said before, has to be Bashnasa before the first birthday. And usually, it's not like human beings are born every day of the year, different people are born. The animals, there's a season in the year. Usually, in the springtime, the animals are born, they're around Chodesh Nisan. So the animals are born, the bones are still soft. You have to be makriv the korban, you have to wait 8 days before you makriv it. It's a little korban Pesach, it's not so big. The Gemara says every korban Pesach had a minimum of 10 people ate, but there weren't so many people eating. A normal kvasim and izim, there's more than 10 people can eat. But the Korban Pesach is a tiny little sheep or a tiny little goat. There isn't so much meat on it. So the bones are not yet so strong. So there's a concern of chashash, there's a hashash of shviras etzim. So the Tosfos in Sochem Daf Ayin quotes the Yerushalmi. That's why they made a din midirabbanan, a pesach nechel al hasova at the end of the meal. So he's not hungry, he's not starving. So he's going to be careful. We tell him, don't break any bones, we'll be careful. But if a leak to Korban Pesach, the beginning of the meal, we're concerned he may make a shvira setzim, may break some of the bones. That's how Tosfos understood. Nechel al hasova at the end of the meal. The Rambam did not understand like that. The Rambam understood you eat the Pesach kidei lizboa mimenu. Means l'chatrida should eat two kazaisim, the feirish. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah, b'diyevet if you ate one kazais, you yotze. But the mitzvah b'shleimus is l'chatrida to eat two kazaisim. So that's what it says in the Maharil, that we should have two kazaisim of afikoymen at the end of the meal, zecha l'Pesach, that in the Korban Pesach they used to eat two kazaisim. The Nesi Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch didn't realize that the Maharil was just quoting straight from the Rambam. So they said it must be a misprint in the Maharil. It must be a Torah Sefer. The Talmud who wrote it, wrote a Platus HaKumus. He made a mistake. He really meant to say, Tu gezeis mechad zecha lepesach, mechad zecha lechagigah. They used to have chagigas arba osa. So the, we eat a lot of gezeis in matzah. But mikradin, the mitzvah matzah is only to eat one kazayis. So that's what one answer the Yerushalmi gives. Why don't you say Ese Decha Lo Sese on Pesach night? It says Vayochla Mabuvarz Mimochas HaPesach. Only on this, on the first day Chalamot Pesach, after they brought the Minchas HaOmer, then they ate from the Tuach Hadosha. Why weren't they permitted? Those who ran out of matzah from Yoshan, why wouldn't we allow them to eat matzah Min HaChodesh, relying on Ese Decha Lo Sese? It's Yevshel Lekayim Shneim. So the Rishami gives one answer. There's only a heter to eat one kazayis min achodesh. It's takemuter eser dechal esesei, but there's no heter to eat more than a kazayis. So most people eat a little more than a kazayis. So there's no heter to eat more. That'll be an isa chodesh, and there's no heter to eat more. This is similar to the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, I think. That what if my brother dies and he leaves an almana, and his almana, he has no children, he has no descendants, so I have to do yibum. We don't allow yibum as manazah, we always do chalitza. But in the early days of the Tanoim, he used to have a preferable to do yibum. Mitzvah yibum kademis l'mitzvah chalitza. So let's say the almana, whom my brother was married to, she happens to be a mamzeres. My brother married her the iser, he's not a mamzer, and he married this one the iser, the kedusha natopsin. So he was married to her. So if he's married, so I have a mitzvah of yibam, yibam yavo aleha. But it's a lois esse of lo yavo mamza b'kal Hashem. So the Gemara says, esse decha lois esse. So the bir rishayna will be mutter. But we don't permit him. If she's a chai b'lavin, in the Rabbana, we don't permit the surviving brother to do yibam. We recommend he should only do chalitza. Why? Gzera bir rishayna ought to be a shnia. The bir rishayna is mutter, because of Eser Decha Lo Isese, but Biashne will be Aser. He already fulfilled the mitzvah with the Biarishayna. So Biashne will be Aser, so we don't allow Biarishayna, Xeira to Biashne. That's the Gemara in Yevamos, and Daf Chof Amud Beis. So that's what the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes, Yerushalmi said the same answer. Why didn't Bnei Yisrael eat mon? Why didn't they eat, not mon, why didn't they eat matzah min HaChodesh and Eretz Yisrael if they ran out of Yoshan, and they have no other way to eat matzah other than eating the chodesh? So why shouldn't we have allowed them to make matzah min ha-chodesh based on Eser Dechel Eser? So they say, min ha-Torah, we would allow it, but it's exactly gezai sevish and not to gezai sheni. That's one answer that they give. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay on this. He has a few svarim that are called Ertzvus Yosef. So one volume Ertzvus Yosef, his drushes that he gave, Shabbos Hagadol Drosha, Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, long drushes, halacha, agada, drush, everything all blended in together, fantastic. Must have given very long drushes that took a long, long time, because when he wrote them up, they're very much bariches. He has a long drush on this topic. Then he has Ertzus Yosef on Shemitah, he has Ertzus Yosef on Yeredeya, different svarim, they're all called, his name is Yosef Engel. So the Ertzus Yosef in the drushes, so he points out that there's room to argue with this. There, a Bir Rishana ought to be a Shnei. Bir Shnei is not a Hemshech of the Bir Rishana. He already did the Bir Rishana and he stops and he's going to be a Shnei, so then there's no Heter. But if a person is eating matzah on Pesach night, maybe there's room to argue the point and say, Kezayis is the minimum. The Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night, Mishochel Kezayis Yotza. Once he's eaten Kezayis, he's Yotza. But it sounds from the Rambam, if he eats more than a Kezayis, everything is considered a Hemshech of the same mitzvah. So there's room to say, Eser Dechala says, even on Kezayis Sheni, even though he didn't have to eat it, but maybe it's a Hemshech of the Kezayis Rish. But that's the first answer that Tosfos gives. It's a Gzeira de Rabbanan, Kezayis Rish, and not the Kezayis Sheni. And they're saying that in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they already had the Gzeira, Kezayis Rish, and not the Kezayis Sheni. That's what Tosfos gives in the first answer. Then they give another answer that they quote here, that the only time you say Eser Dechala says is if it's because of the tzido, if the if the mitzvah sese is written next to the mitzvah slo sese, here it's in the end of this tesis on Yud Gimel Amalav de Akriva Omer, about six seven lines or so from the end of the tesis. If the sese is because of the tzido of the slo sese, then you say. I think the Tosfos in Kiddushin presents it not because of a tzida written one next to the other, that an essay should koyne matan Torah cannot be doche alois essay shalacha matan Torah. The mitzvah of matzah was koyne matan Torah. In Pesach Mitzrayim, they had a mitzvah to eat matzah. And the alois essay of eating chodesh was only given after matan Torah. So that's how I think Tosfos in Kiddushin interprets the Rishonim. That kosa b'tzida doesn't really mean you only say eser dechala sese when the two are next to each other. In the Chumash, the two are next, the original one. G'dilim tasu chol arba kamfas tuscha shetachan sebo is right next to the pasuk of lasil b'shatan semra pishtim yachto. But there it's literally kosa b'tzida. That's how we established the whole institution of eser dechala sese, because the Chumash Dvarim we darshan smuchim. Because the Gemara says Chumash Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is chazring with Bnei Yisrael, so he says a din, and then by association that reminds him of another din, then by association reminds him of another din, so we assume that din number two is connected with din number one, din number three is connected with din number two, that's why in Chumash Dvarim we darshan smuchim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was chazring all of Torah Shabbat Peh, and reminding himself by association, this reminds him of the next thing. There's always a connection. The rest of the Chumashim were dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu chazering on his own the whole Torah Shabbat Peh with Bnei Yisrael. So the Loshon of the Yerushalmi is the only say Eser Dechala says when it's Kosa B'tzido. So one could understand literally the essay has to be next to the Lois essay, like Lesil B'Shatnes Kedilim Tasa L'Chaz, one next to the other. But the Tosfos there in Kiddushin doesn't interpret the Yerushalmi. It doesn't mean that. But what it meant to say was that an essay of Matzah, an essay Shekoda Matan Torah, is not powerful enough to be decha alois sese of lacha matan Torah. The Isra of eating Kodesh is only given at matan Torah. So that's a whole discussion. Is that true? The Bavli seems to understand that Ese Shekodah Matan Torah is more powerful. A mitzvah Kodah Matan Torah is more important than a mitzvah shalacha matan Torah. The Gemara talks about the Bris Milah is decha Shabbos. If it's a Milah, his man is decha Shabbos. So why not learn out from there that Eser Dechala says and Sheesh Bo Koris, Shabbos has Koris, and the Klal is Eser Dechala says only Eloi says greater, but Eser is not Dechala says and Sheesh Bo Koris, and Eser is not Dechala says the Eser either, so Meloch on Shabbos is Eloi says the Eser. There are two reasons why it shouldn't be Dechala. So it's an exception to the rule. Mila Bizman is Dechala Shabbos is an exception to two rules. It's an exception to the rule of Ein Eser Dechala says the Eser, because the two Meloch and Shabbos is not only a lois essay, it's an essay. It's an exception to the rule that Ein Eser Dechala says Sheish B'Koris, Shabbos has Koris. So the Gemara says, why not learn out from here that Eser Dechala says the essay and Eser Dechala says Sheish B'Koris? So the Gemara says, no, Mila is different because Mila is Machamer, it's Koda Matan Torah. So the Bavli seems to present it as if the mitzvahs of Koda Matan Torah are more powerful than the mitzvahs Lacha Matan Torah. And this Yerushalmi seems to contradict it. Yishalmi, that the way Tosfos interpreted the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says what Tosfos quotes over here. They only say Eser Dechala says if it's Kosa B'Tzida. But the way Tosfos understood the Yishalmi, that it doesn't mean Kosa B'Tzida. It means and Eser Shekoda Matan Torah is not Dechal Eser Shalacha Matan Torah. So the Yerushalmi seems to be assuming for Ker that Eser Koda Matan Torah is weaker, not stronger. So the Shagazari points this out. It seems to be a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Some want to say that that's what it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first Perek. The Gemara has a discussion, which makes more sense? A person should learn Torah first, and then he should get married? The person should, Yisa Misha, Yisa Isha, v'achakach ilma Torah, ilma Torah, v'achakach Yisa Isha. So the Gemara says, hold on, v'holuhu. It's different, Eretz Yisrael or Bavel. In which direction is it different? The Rashi and Tosfos learn, in one country, one of the two countries, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which? In one of the countries, they were wealthy and they could support the children the first couple of years into the marriage so they could get married and learn in the Kotel and they would be supported. So in the country where they're going to be supported, so you get married first and then you learn the first couple of years in the Kotel after you get married. In the country where they can support the children, so then you better do all your learning before you get married, because after you get married, you got to make a panosa and you won't be able to learn. So that's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. And the others suggest the Harif is the Kipshat, Halon v'Halahu, that the mitzvah of getting married, Pirei B'Ribya, is Kodeh Matan Torah, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Lacha Matan Torah. So which is more important, the mitzvah from Kodeh Matan Torah, mitzvah Lacha Matan Torah? So that's Halon v'Halahu. That was the Shagas Arya said. That's the contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So in Eretz Yisrael, they hold that the mitzvahs Lacha Matan Torah are more important than the mitzvahs Kodeh Matan Torah. So you have to have first Yom Torah v'Achkach Yisayish. And in the Bavli, they hold that the mitzvahs of Kodeh Matan Torah are more important than the mitzvahs of Lacha Matan Torah. That's why they would hold that the mitzvah of Pirei B'Ribya is more important than the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a Harifus. That's a Harifus. Or Baruch Epstein, I think, has that. He quotes that suggestion in his autobiography. In the Mekor Baruch, yeah. But that's the Posh B'Shat Nimara is the way Rashi and Tosfos said. So let's see, what else did we leave out? The Gemara Yud Gimel Amid Aleph talks about Kol Midas Chachamim Kachi. A lot of times the Chachamim establish a din, and the din is sometimes a little arbitrary, but that's the halacha. Let's say you have to be toivel in the mikvah of Arboim Soh. Where did they get the idea of Arboim Soh? So the Gemara says that, Verochet says, Kol Besor Bamaim, Maim Shel Kol Gufa Oile Behem Bevasachas. You have to be toivel in the mikvah, the whole body, Bevasachas. You can't be toivel one leg, then the other leg, then one arm, then the other arm, then the head, then the chest, the front part of the chest, the back. You can't be toivel lachatzon. You have to be toivel the whole body, Bevasachas. So if a person is a giant, like Melech HaBoshen, he's going to need more than Memso. If a person is a baby, a little midget, or a tiny baby, can fit into 20 so, can fit into 15 so. You don't need Arboim Soh. An average-sized person, you need Arboim Soh. So it's so precise, Arboim Soh, Chos HaKurtav, missing a little bit. So the Gemara says, Kol Midas Chachamim Kachi, you have to be precise. You need Arboim Soh and Shoy. So that's the gist of the Gemara. You have a din, which the Chachamim established based on something that corresponds to reality, for the average person. So even if the person is Zog Malach HaBoshon, so the Aruch HaShulchan says he's going to need more than Memso. He can't fit in less than Memso. The Darkei Tshuva for the Munkatcha quotes that Aruch HaShulchan, the Hilchos Mikvos, that if a person is a big, fat, a giant, and he can't fit into Arboim Soh, so of course he's going to need more than Arboim Soh to cover the surface of the body. So he says, the Mincha Saluzer, the Direct Darkei Tshuva says, how can you say that? It's against the din. The din is Memso. I mean, the din of Memso is a minimum. You need Memso. If a person is a giant and he's very fat, he simply can't fit into Memso. Of course, he's going to need more than Memso. What is his taina? So I don't know what his argument is with the Aruch HaShulchan. Of course, he's going to need more than Memso. So the Gemara is just saying, Memso was established by the Chachamim. It's a din deraisa. Was established that the average-sized person, Memso is Maim Shel Kol Gufa Oile Behem Bevasachas. And nonetheless, if you're Chos HaKurtav, probably can also fit in, the average-sized person. But that's Kol Midas Chachamim Kachi. So the same thing Rashi explains, Kebeit says, Metam Metumah Soichlim. Why? So Rashi explains it's based on a pasuk, Kol Oichal Asher Yachol, Kol Mashka Asher Yishas B'chol Kli Yitma, that you can swallow Cheerios without chewing them. Cheerios are tiny particles. Let's say you have a bigger chunk. We swallow pieces of food that are bigger than Cheerios. How big does the food have to be? Not talking you chewed it up. How big? It's one lump of food. How big does the food have to be that it's too big you can't swallow? So the Gemara says, if you have a hard-boiled egg, the base of Bria is machzik. I don't know. I would think I would choke if you have a hard-boiled egg. And we by us, it's not a beitza beninus. Our eggs are large size eggs. The small eggs and the average size eggs, they make mayonnaise from. So we never see beitza beninus. We see already when I was a little boy, I remember there used to be eggs that you bought in the store were much smaller. Beitza beninus is smaller than what we have. We have already large size and jumbo eggs. But if it's a beitza beninus, it's a hard-boiled egg, it's one thing, even though it's not liquid, it's a hard-boiled egg. The person can swallow a beitza beninus. So that's why the shear for tumas ochlim is kebeitza. Where is the shear for tumas ochlim kebeitza? So in the Mishnah you say, if an adam tame touches oichel, a piece of Cheerios, it's roi lachilas adam, it's mekabel tumah b'kol shehu, even less than a kebeitza. But if you want that oichel to be metame acherim, that's that oichel can be metame. Oichel and mashkin have no tara b'mikveh. Only all the mekelim have tara b'mikveh. Mekelim also, not all the kelim. Klicheres don't have tara b'mikveh. Basically, oichel and mekelim, leaving out klicheres, have tara b'mikveh. The Gemara has in the end of the erevin, kol she'en tara b'mikveh in a nasa av hatuma. So oichel and mashkin can never be an av hatuma. And to be metame odem mekelim are only mekabel tuma from an av hatuma. So oichel and mashkin, even if they become tame, it cannot be metame odem mekelim. They can only be metame oichel and mashkin achem. So let's say an oichel, a person is an av hatuma. He touches oichel, so the oichel becomes a rishon letuma. So the oichel can be metame mashkin. They make the mashkin a sheni letuma. So the oichel is mekabel tumah, even if it's one little piece of Cheerios, less than a kebeitza. But to be metame acherim, it's only if it has a kebeitza or larger. If it has less than a kebeitza, can't be metame acherim. So that's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's opinion is that oichel is mekabel tumah, b'kol shehu is a din d'oraisa. Metame acherim needs a kebeitza, that's also a din d'oraisa. And Tosfos, in the sugya of Tam Ki Iker, in Psachim and in Nazir, Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He holds Oichel even to be Mekabel Tumas Atzma. It's only Mekabel Tumas Atzma if it has the minimum size of a Kebeitza. Less than a Kebeitza, one Cheerio. If Adam Tami touches it, the Rabbeinu Tam holds only Mekabel Tumas Midirabana. And he has Rayas, and Rashi answers up the Rayas. The Rana, Shechidusha, Rana, Achulin discusses that. As Rashi answers all the Rayas of the Rabbeinu Tam. It's all discussion. The Gemara here is just mentioning that the minimum size for Tumas Oichelim, at least to be Metami Acherim, Oichel has to be a minimum size, the volume of the Kibetzah. It's not a weight, it's a volume of the Kibetzah. And according to Rabbi Natam, it's not only the Tami Acherim, it's even the Tumas Atzma min HaTorah, Tumas Atzma b'Koshu, that's only a din mid Rabban.
Don't we say Ashurim are Halacha Moshe Mesinai? So why are they darshing this for an Asmachta?
That's a very good question. So I think the Maritz Chayes quotes sources in the beginning of Eretz, where the Gemara says that Kol HaMikra is Eretz Chita, Sarah Gethin, and Tein HaRima, the Pasuk in Parsha Zeket, this week's Sedra. So the Gemara says Kol HaMikra is in Shurim Nema. So the Gemara says the pasuk is only an asmachta. So I think the Maritz Chayes there discusses it. So he quotes an idea from the Yerushalmi, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that there is supposed to be some shurim shadika zayis kibetza kasevis hagatza maloy lukmav, and sometimes there's a shir dalet amis and gimel tvachim and dalet tvachim, different shurim. But the chacham had to be koveya which shir applies to which din. The concepts exist. There's halacha moshe m'sinai. The concepts exist. Which shir you should apply to which instance? That the chacham, that the Torah shel Lapeh had to be koveya that.
Isn't there, we say someplace a machlokes ef shel tzamsein. Isn't there machlokes? I forgot the gabi what. Yes, it's the same. I forgot what. So how do we
like us? Yeah, we learned in a chulin this year. Chulin and Erevin's coming up. Daf Yom is going to learn that machlokes.
Yes.
Efshel etzam to me. Efshel etzam to me. Right.
So how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Efshel etzam to me.
The discussion. How we paskin? Taisus wants to say we paskin the compromise of Bidei Shamayim. If it's a thing that happens once, let's say a behema hamevakeres, a cow is giving birth the first time, and it has twins, and both males, and hotziu shnei roshim bevasachas, both heads came out simultaneously, and it looked to us as if they both came out, the rov harosh came out bevasachas. So it looked to us that it was simultaneous, but it probably was not. The odds are a million to one that it wasn't exactly at the same second. So there, Tosfos says, we probably paskin the epsilon something. It's a sofek, which one of the two vlodets is the pchor, and you go to chumrah on both, but it's not that they're both kodesh b'kedushas, but it's one or the other, and it's a tarugus. But if it's b'dei adam, not b'dei shemayim, that something happened, and you can't replay it again. Let's say I have a fence. I measure how long the fence is, how tall the fence is. I measure 100 times over. Every single time, it comes out to be exactly the same. That's called, that's a topic of Epshel, something to the other. I measure it once, I measure it a second time. Other people come, everybody comes, they all measure, and it always comes out to be the same. So there's room to say that since we measure, remeasure, each time it's the same, that maybe then be the other, that's called Epshel Tamsa. Validation mind means it happened one split second, and we didn't take a video, and we can check to see again whether it's really accurate. To the best of our watching, it looked in the split second, it looked like it was Bevasachas. So that we pass in the day Shemayim, we pass in the absence. On the other, it's 2 days and Tosfos. That's a shayla. So these are the topics that we covered already, and we discussed. Okay. Let's see. On the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the last two lines, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, they quote a Tosefta. Tanu Rabbanan, a story about Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara has different versions of what happened, what was the story. The Mishnah quoted a Machloikes, Bishana Bisila, when is Rosh Hashanah the Ilanis? Is it Echa Bishvat or Tu Bishvat? So Bishama say Echa Bishvat, and Bisila say it's Tu Bishvat. So we know Halacha get Bisila. We have a tradition, this is the beginning of Sukkot, of Gimel, Amarala quotes the Siddur Rav Amram Goyen, where he says there are only six cases where we pass on like Beis Shammah. We mentioned the Yud Ches Dover, the 18 Gzeres, at the end of the first parak in Masechah Shabbos. So on one occasion, the Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel learned together in the same Beis Medrash. So on one occasion, the Beis Shammah looked around, like in Congress, they look around, they say, who's not there? And then because certain people, certain congressmen are not there, so they bring up an issue, and they know it's going to pass. If the other people would have been there, they would have shot it down. They wouldn't let it pass. So the Beis Shammah looked around, they saw there was hardly any Beis Hillel. So they presented 18 Gzeres in one day, and they rammed through 18 Gzeres, and the few members of Beis Hillel who were there were outvoted. Then the Beis Hillel must have gone to a bar mitzvah, a shevet brachos or something. So when they came back the next day, so they discussed the issue again, and then the Beis Hillel agreed with the Beis Shammai. So the fact that we paskin like the Beis Shammai and the 18 Gzeres, that doesn't count as an exception. Because the Beis Hillel later on, we're masking with the Beis Shammai. But there are six cases that the Tosfos in the beginning of Sukkah quotes Rav Siddur Rav Amram Goyen, that we paskin like the Beis Shammai, but this is not one of them. So we pass on like the Beis Hillel, that two Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilon. So the Gemara says, Ma'aseh Rebbe Akiva Shelikat Esrog. Esrog is Peres Leilon. So Esrog, we're going to have to see the Gemara. Usually, Esrog may be an exception to the rule. Normally, Peres Leilon, you go Basa Chanote. So if it had a Chanote, if it had the Chanote of some of the Esrogim before two Bishvat and some had a Chanote after two Bishvat, so then those that had the Chanata before Tu Bishvat belong to last year. If last year is, let's say, Shana Shniya, so then you're Mafrish, Risha, Maisa Sheni. And those that had a Chanata after Tu Bishvat, that belongs to the third year, then you're Mafrish, Maisa Rani, instead of Maisa Sheni. So Rabbi Akiva had Paris. Shaliket Esrog, he did the Likud. We didn't do the Gemara yet. Yeah, the Gemara says Esrog is a quirk of a fruit. Usually, all the Paris Rilan depend on Basachanote, and Esrog is a Machlekes Hatanoim. So the first Tana here says this Nan. Here, take a look on Yudalad on the base in the fourth line. There's a Mishnah. They quote the Mishnah from Bikurim. Esek shavu leilam begimel drachem liyarek b'derech achad. An ilon, peris or ilon, usually go basach hanata. Hanata, the same as avu ashlish. That's what Taisus said. We had that Taisus, where was that? A long Taisus on Yud Beis Amin Beis, Dima Aschol Hatvua. The Taisach hanata, the same as avu ashlish. So an esrig is a fruit tree. So it's not a vegetable. It's not yirokas. It's peris or ilon. So it has, the din is that Paris Eilam have a din of Orla and Revai. Shvius, even Yerokas have a din of Shvius. Even flowers that have smell have a din of Shvius. So, but Orla, that the Paris Eilam are rusted the first 3 years, that's only if it's a tree. Kisubar Lord and Atakim Kolais Machal, Varalta Malasa, Sholoshan Avaren, Yelachem Layachel, and Parshas Kedoshim, that's only if it's a tree. If you have a bush and berries grow on the bush, that's machlekes bisham and bishilo. In brachas daf lamed vav, whether berries that grow on a bush are dinam ke peris or ilon, that they're subject to the laws of orla and revai, or the dinam ke vegetables and they're not subject. Only peris or ilon have a din of orla and revai. So here it says that the esrog shavah ilon begil drachim has a din of that. What I'm saying is not the correct translation. It doesn't mean Esrog has a din of a tree and therefore Orla and Revai Hanoi. That's a double portion. It means, and it goes Basach Hanata to determine. It goes Basach Hanata. When did the Hanata occur? If the Hanata occurred in the first 3 years, then it has a din of Orla. If the Hanata occurred after in the fourth year, then it does Basach Hanata. It's not like Yerokas that you go Basar Lakita. It's not like Kittins that you go Basar Hashrasha. But rather, you go basach hanata to determine whether it certainly has a din of a tree that is subject to Orla and Revai. Even bushes are subject, or esrog tree, for sure it's a tree. But you go basach hanata to determine whether it's Orla and Revai. Then Shvius, Yerokas also have a din. That's the first line in Tosfos, and Yudalan and Beis full of Shvius. Yerek Nami has a din of Peres Shvius Men HaTorah. But by Yerokas, you go basach lekita to determine whether it has Kedushas Peres Shvius. You don't go Basar Shlish, Havar Shlish. Yerokas, you go Basar Lakita, whatever that means. That we said, that's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Ritva. That's the bottom Tosfos we mentioned yesterday. You'd give them a base. Tosfos says that Lakita doesn't really mean Lakita means Gemar Pri, and the Ritva says, no, Lakita means Lakita. So the Mishnah says, Esrik Shavala Ilan, that you go Basar, Chanote, with respect to, is it Orla, is it Revai? Not only that Orla and Revai Anoi, because it's a tree, it's treated like a tree that you go Basar Chanote, which is Havar Shlish, to determine whether the Paris are din of Orla Revai, and also you go Basar Chanote, to determine whether the Paris have a Kedushas Perish Reis. However, Ola Yerek, with Derech Achad, you go Basar Rekita, with respect to Shabbashas Likitosa Isuroi, your Mafrish Chumas Amaisris, if it's the second year going into the third year, and the Havoa Shlish was in the second year, and the Likita, which either means Likita Gmarpri, was in the third year, so then you go Basa Likita to determine whether your Mafrish Maisris or not, whether your Mafrish Maisris Sheni and Maisrani, the second year, first 2 years is in Mafrish Maisris Sheni. So the third year in Mafresh Maiserani. So it's a tie to this Sasri. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Esra Igigo Basa Likita. So Rabbi Akiva Liket Esra the Echad Bishvat. If he would have done the Likita before Echad Bishvat, then everybody would agree. Everybody, you go Basa Likita in Esra, then again to Trumasa Maisris. You don't go Basa Chanote. You go Basa Chanote for the first three dinim, but when you get to which Trumas and Maisis you mafresh, you go Basa Lakita. So if the Lakita would have taken place on Erev Rosh Chodesh, but everyone would agree that it belongs to last year, whatever last year was. But if you go, but if you did the Lakita on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so that's already a machlokes b'shamay and b'sil. So according to b'shamay, echad b'shvat is already Rosh Hashanah. So if you did the Lakita on Rosh Hashanah le'ilonas, then it belongs to this year. But according to b'sil, it's not yet Rosh Hashanah until Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Akiva was machmer in both directions. Nog b'shnei yisurin. It was mafish ma'isa sheni and ma'isa oni. Mafish, it was the second year going into the third year. So it's mafish ma'isa sheni. Maybe Basilil is right. Maybe Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis. And if the Likita occurred before Tu B'Shvat, it belongs to last year. But if the din is like b'shamay, echad b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis, then it belongs to this year. Then it's the Shana Hashlishis already. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean it was machmal like b'shamay? After the Baskel came out, this is after the Baskel. After the Baskel came out, halachi k'b'shamay, halachi b'silo. You're not allowed to follow b'shamay. So the Gemara says, not that he was mesupik, whether the din is like b'shamay b'silo. The Gemara says he was mesupik, Rabbi Kiva, around 15 lines in. And the Gemara, the line begins with the word ubechum rehon. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is topically, his tradition, he was unsure. He knew the din is like b'silo. This is not one of the six cases where the din is like b'shamay. But he wasn't sure what the tradition was. What did b'silo say? Did they hold bechad b'shvat as Rosh Hashanah? Did they hold tu b'shvat as the Rosh Hashanah? So he did the Lakita on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So that's the Lakita was in between Echad B'Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, and he wasn't sure what B'Silo Shita was. So he had to be Mafish. He saw it was Mafish. So what do you mean it was Mafish both? Is Mafish, first in Mafish 2% for Trumba Gedoyla. Then how much are you Mafish for Maisa Rishon? So after you take out 2%, you only have left 98% of all of the payers. So the Pashto says that you mafrish 10% of what's left. After taking out the 2%, you mafrish, you only have 98 units left, so you take 9.8 to give it as Maiserishon. Then after you give Maiserishon, what do you have left? You have 98 minus 9.8. Plain arithmetic, you have 88.2, something like that. Have 88.2. So then you mafrish 10% of that is Maisa Sheni. Whenever you mafrish, you're supposed to be mafrish everything in the correct order. The Gemara in Temura says that there's a lav. There's a lav if you mishana the seder ha'afrashis. How does it deposit in Parshas Mishpatim? So the Gemara says it goes on one who's mafrish the ha'afrashis in the wrong order. So if you mafrish in the wrong order, it's chal, but it's an isa. So the pashtus is that truma you can give chita achas, but if you give more than chita achas, but if you give chita achas, it does make a dent. So then you have to give 10% of everything as ma'isa rishon. But if you give 2% for truma gedoyla, you can give 25%. You can give 98% for truma gedoyla. You can't give 100% truma gedoyla. You have to reishis shisharel nikorim. You have to leave over a little bit. When you mafrish truma, it has to be mata the yisa tevel from the rest. If you mafrish 100%, then it's no good. When you make rashis hages, it's not mata anything, so that you can give all the ges. If you want to give all the rashis hages to all the wool to the kain, isn't it? You're not mechuyev to. But if you want to, you may. But by truma or chala, you have to have shareh and ikorim. Rashis haris is sechen. By chala and by truma, you have to have rashis. So some Rishonim Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Lamed, I think, has two opinions about this. One opinion is that since theoretically you could have given Chita Achas and it wouldn't make a dent, you would still have the same Chita Achas Amashu. So then, even if you gave 20% Truma Gedoyla, you can't only give 10% of the 80% that's left after giving the 20%. Since theoretically you could have gotten away with Chita Achas, so you have to give 10% for Maisa Rishon. You can't give 20% for Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon is an Amar B'Maisus, Maisus Mekukolim. You have to give a precise amount. So you have to give the 10% for Maisa Rishon, then you only have left 90%. So you give for Maisa Sheni, you give 9%. You give one-tenth of what's left. 90 is left, you give 9%. And that's the one opinion of Tosis. And I think the generally accepted opinion is not like that. We assume that since Shul Chitachas theoretically could have gotten away with Chitachas, but Lemaisa, the Chachamim recommend, you should give more Minat Torah. If you give more, it's Chal. So if you give 25% for Truma Gedolah, all you have left now is 75%. So for Maaser Rishon, you only give 7.5. And then for Maaser Sheni, give 10% of what's left after you did the Haproshim. So that's what Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. What did he do here? First, he was Mafrish 2% for Truma Gedolah. Then he's Mafrish 10% for Maaser Rishon. He's Mafrish 10% of what's left. Then he's going to have 10% of what's left after that to give Maaser Sheni. Then 10% of what's left after that to give Maaser Ani. It's going to be the wrong percentage. So the Yerushalmi says, not that it was Mafrish Shnei Yisurim. 10% for this and 10% for that. The same 10% it was Mafrish or Maaser Sheni. He said, I don't know whether this is Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. On the tzad that maybe it's Maaser Sheni, he's paid it. He's going to take the money to Yerushalmi and Sata Kes, Baboka, Batsona, Bayayana, Bashecha. He's going to buy premium pre Gidul, the character is going to buy food and eat it in Yerushalmi, Vigdusha, Vitahara. But then maybe it's really Maaser Ani. Maybe it belongs to the third year. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Shvat, not Tu B'Shvat, and it's already Dushan HaShlis. So after being paid, when he thought maybe Maaser Sheni, then he was Mechalek Et La'anim, because once you paid the Maaser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, you're permitted to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. So he gave it to the Anim. That's what the Tosis quotes. That's the little Tosis on the Maral. He explains on Yerushalmi how he was mafrish the one miser, but he said it's a suffix if it's miser sheni, miser rani. It went lechum in both directions. Yeah. What do you mafrish every year? What do you mafrish every year? So we know from the Chumash, the Gemara learned it out from the Psukim. That's one of the Gemaras I didn't read the Gemara. Where was that? Here, on the top of Yud Beis on the base. So the Gemara worked out these dinim. That on the third year, you mafrish Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. First year, you mafrish Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. In the third year, you're not mafrish Maaser Sheni, but you are mafrish Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Every year. What about Shnas HaShemitah? So Shnas HaShemitah, you're not mafrish anything. Why not? Why are you not mafrish anything? So that's a famous topic over here. Rashi on Tezvav and Aleph has a whole explanation. The long Rashis, but you start 10 lines down and it goes for 20 lines. So Rashi says that in Shnas HaShemitah, the Peiros HaHefker, it says, we discussed it's a machlokes of Rabbi Kara and Mabit. Rabbi Kara holds that the pasuk says, and I think in Parshas Mishpatim, Hashviz Tish Metena Unetashta. So the Rabbi Kara understands it's a mitzvah for the Jewish farmer to be mafker the peiros. Kolzman is not mafker; they're not hefker. It's a mitzvah; it should be mafker it. And the Mabit understood that it's hefker is avkait and the malka, the melech malchay amloch, and the Rebbeinu Shlom declared that it's Efker. You don't need that the owner of the farm should be Mafker. It comes Efker automatically. So Rashi learns, he doesn't get involved in whether the Mabit or the Beis Yosef. The Peiros and Shemitah are going to be Hefker, either one way or the other. It'll be automatically Hefker. You should be Mafker. It. And whatever is Hefker is part of from Shumas HaMaisah. So Rashi learns, the Peiros Shviz are part of from Shumas HaMaisah because it's Hefker. But let's say you'll have Peiros Shviz that are not Hefker for some reason or another. They have a din, Kedusha's parish space, and they're not Hefker, that they grew in the form of a goy. So the Beis Yosef holds that whatever it says, so the Sifra says, the Torah's Kanim says, Lachem, Loba Akum. Parish that go, and the Sada Shal Nachri don't have a Kedusha's parish space. That's how the Beis Yosef read the Torah's Kohanim. And the Mabit had a different shot. He didn't understand. The Mabit was of the opinion that even parish that grow in the farm that belongs to a Nachri, also have Kedusha's Peiros Shviyas. And it holds that they become Hefker automatically. So you don't need that the Baal HaSodah should be Maki. Even if a Goy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael Shnas HaShemitah, the Peiros that grow B'Sodah Shal Nochri will have Kedusha's Peiros Shviyas, and they will be Hefker automatically. Rabbi Yosef Karo says it's not so. So let's say, according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Peiros that grow in B'Sodah Shal Nochri won't have Kedusha's Peiros Shviyas. So they're not Peiros Shviyas. Well, let's say you'll have a case, we'll soon see in a minute. You have a case where you have Perish, they grow in Eretz Yisrael Shnas HaShemitah, they have Kedushas Perish Shviyas, but they're not Hefker. For some reason or another, they're not Hefker. So, are Perish Shviyas Potter from Chumas and Maisus? It was only because it's Hefker. So Rashi Antez Lobim and Aleph learns the Olgim were there. It's only Potter from Chumas and Maisus if it's Hefker. There's no other reason why Perish Shviyas are Potter. And Tosfos, the Tosfos Yudalad Amadeus, Diba Maschavila Shviyas, the Tosfos quote, first line of Tosfos is very important. They say, Yerokas are not Chayv and Shumas and Mises, but not Torah, Mises Yerok is their Abonim, but Kedusha is Perish Shviyas is their Isang Yerokas. Kedusha Perish Shviyas will be on flowers also, if they smell. Kedusha Perish anything that's Hanosu B'yura Shavah. That concept, Hanosu B'yura Shavah, that description determines what things that grow have Kedusha Perish Shviyas, and it also determines what purposes are you allowed to use the Perish Shviyas for. You're only allowed to use it for both, the Gemara has. That determines which Perish have Kedusha's Perish Shviyas, and what you're allowed to do with the Perish Shviyas. Only such a Hishtamshus, that's Hanosu B'yura Shavah. So the so that's an important line of Tosfos, that Yerokas have Kedusha's Perish Shviyas Menater. Then Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, what's the first line of Tosfos? Yishami Masas Bikurim. Esrog Bashishis, Hanach Nesas Lishviyis, had a Chanote in the Shana Shishis. So, what did the Mishnah say over here? Esrog Shavalilim, the Gimel Drochim, there are three dinim that it goes Basa Chanote, La Orla V'Lervai. Not only the Esrog is a tree, so it has Orla and Revai, but to determine whether it is Orla or it's Revai, depends on basa chanote. If the chanote, because it's a perisil, and you go basa chanote, then it's a visible shviyas. What determines whether the peris, whether the esrog has kedushas peris shviyas is when did it have a chanote. So let's say you have an esrog tree, the chanote took place in the shishis. That's what there's a quote in Rishonmi. Esrog bashishis, the chanote was in shishis, hanechneses lishviyas, and he does the lakita in Shviyas. So he says, Harehi le bailim ki ilan basa chanote. It doesn't have Kedushas Perish Shviyas. It doesn't have, there's no mitzvah to be mafkrit. Shviyas tish metena and etashto, the mitzvah to be mafkrit the Perish Shviyas, or according to the Mabit, it becomes hefker automatically. That mitzvah only applies if it has Kedushas Perish Shviyas. But since it had chanote in the Shana Shishis, Esrog Bashishis had the Chanot and Shishis. So, Harei Lebailim Keilon, Basa Chanote. The owner keeps it, it doesn't become Hefker. And still, Uli Yerek, the Derech Echod, what did the Mishnah say? The Esrog tree has the din like an Elon for the first three dinim, or the Revai Shavis. Uli Yerek, the Derech Echod, what's Shas Lekitos Yisura? Imafish Maiswis, according to Lender Lekitas, here the Chanote was in Shishis. And the Lakita was in Shviyas. So you mafrish Shumas and Maisris according to the Shviyas. What do you mafrish? What do you mafrish in Shviyas? Nothing. Upatani Maisa Kierik, the boss of Lakita, Tosfos said, the first narrow line in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Perish Shviyas are pata, not because they're Hefke. Here it's not Hefke. He says, Arei Labalim, Kilam, boss of Chanate. That's the third din in the Mishnah. Esrog Shavah Leilam, the Gimel Drachma, or the Revai in Shviyas. What determines whether it has Kedushas Perish Shviyas if it had a Chanote in Shviyas? Here it had a Chanote in Shishas. So does the Perish do not have a Kedushas Perish Shviyas? Harei Kibaylim, it's not Hefker. However, which Hafrash is Maisris? Liyarek means Maisris, but Derech Echod, you go Basel Lekita. So what does it mean? You go Basel Lekita in Shviyas? That's part of me Maisris, Kiyarek, the Basel Lekita. So the Yerushalmi says, that Shviyas, any Paris that belong to Shviyas are potter from Shumas Maisa, not because of Hefker. No, you have a Hechetim to hear, it's not Hefker. The Tosfos is not, Tosfos Yerushalmi is against Rashi. Rashi says the only reason under the sun that Paris Shviyas are potter from Shumas Maisa is because it's Hefker. If you would have a Hechetim said that the Paris have thin Paris Shviyas, but they're not Hefker, Rashi been told that it's chayv in Shumas and Maisis. And Tosfos says it's not true. What year You have to determine any peiros, yiras, kitnis, whatever it is. If it belongs to the first 2 years, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. It belongs to the third year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Rani. Belongs to the seventh year, nothing. There's no harashas in the seventh. Not because it's hefker. Hefker is a different din. Even if it's not hefker, whatever belongs to the seventh year, there's no harashas at all. So that's an important machlekes over here. If you can say machlekes between the Rishalmi, quoted by Tosfos, and the Rashi. Rashi is interpreting the Babli like this. Rashi is interpreting the Mar. You could have read the Gemara not like Rashi, but that's how Rashi read the Gemara. The Perishvis are only potter from Chumas and Mises if they're hefker, if they're not hefker, not. So again, so what was the story here? This, there are going to be three versions of what this, what happened here. The first version is Rabbi Akiva was malakeit esroigim and esrogigo basa lakita with respect to, that was the fourth din. He did the Lakita on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That's in between Leil, last night, when Tzeisel Kochavim came, Leil Rosh Chodesh, that's according to one sheet, according to Bishama, that's Rosh Hashanah Lanas, according to Bishil, Rosh Hashanah Lanas is to Bishvat. So he did the Lakita in between the two sheetas. So here was the Pub Misafka lady, Gemara says. Gemara is topically, he knew the din is like Basilo, but that he wasn't Mesubic. He knew the din, that's the bottom Tosis. The Mesubim, the last five lines in Tosis on the bottom of Yudalan and Base. The Mesubim, they heard Alachi, but he knew the din is like Basilo, but he had a suffix, he wasn't sure which was Shita's Basilo. Did they say Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or did they say Tu B'Shvat? So that's, and Peres Elan, and Esroigim, he go Basta Lakita like Hitnius. Like Yerek, Yerek Yigobasa Lakita. So because he did the Lakita in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, and Gemara is topically his tradition, he wasn't sure. So he was mafish both. He did like the Rishonim explains it. He was mafish. He was machman both directions. From Maaser Sheni and Maaser Rani. That's the first pshat. And then the Gemara is going to have another two suggestions of what was Rabbi Akiva machman for. Okay, Leonetta, maybe we'll save that for tomorrow. I'm not really going to talk about a lot of details here. I'm not going to talk about all the details about the different fruits and vegetables. So try to do Tazayin also. I really want to get up to the deadline, Leonetta. Okay. Very good. Have a nice day. Everyone should have atzlacha. Everyone should be healthy.
Thank you.